1-800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show and bring up anything. It is another week of fun and excitement here, and it's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Whatever's on your mind goes. Maybe it's a political issue, maybe a personal problem. You take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. All right, so yeah, we'll talk to you about anything. Of course, we always come in here with just a ton of stuff to talk about.
There's quite a bit today.
That's how it is today, yes. And you can join us, by the way, online at freetalklive.com. Started the live stream a little bit late, but there's you've got the broadband stream, you've got the dial-up stream. It's all free for you at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
There you go. So, where are we going to start tonight? I think it should be this news out of Canada about Mr. Mark Emery. Now, have either of you heard of this guy before? Mark Emery?
Well, not since you told me prior.
Before 5 minutes ago.
No.
He is the self-proclaimed Prince of Pot. And now?
not Prince of Pop, not like Michael Jackson.
P-O-T.
He's the Prince of Pot.
Like the smokable pot. Yes.
He's bad.
Mark Emery is somebody who is running a seed operation in Canada. He's actually, I think, the publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine, which is sort of the Canadian counterpart
to High Times. When you first say seed operation, I'm not sure whether or not you're talking about like a corporate, like a business term, like, you know, a company gets seed money and it grows. But, you know, no, you're talking about literally he sells seeds.
He sells seeds for marijuana plants, yes. And he's been doing it for a while. Until a few days ago, Canadian police, acting under orders from U.S. officials, raided the headquarters, and that's a whole separate issue, we'll get to that, of the British Columbia Marijuana Party of Vancouver on the morning of Friday, July 22nd. The search warrants were authorized at the highest levels of the provincial government in concert with a cross-border U.S.-Canada law enforcement pact, which is called the Mutual Legal Assistance in Criminal Matters Treaty. Between the U.S. and Canada. So basically what happened today, and I'm sure some of our Canadian listeners are going to have a comment on this, but basically the United States made Canada its bitch today. The United States basically went to Canadian authorities and said, hey, even though this guy's not a U.S. citizen, nor is he even anywhere near the United States in regards to actually being on the turf of the United States, we'd like to come in there and just... let's just arrest him and charge him with United States crimes, even though, again, he's not even in the United States. So, and the Canadian authorities, the Canadian authorities just said, okay, you guys are so powerful and big and scary. Sure, you can come on in here and do whatever you want to. And so I know there are a number of Canadians today that are a little bit upset about their loss of sovereignty. I guess you could say, if you wanted to put it that way. Welcome to the United States, Canada. You're state number 51. You beat Puerto Rico in. How about that?
Now we're going to have to redesign all those flags.
Yeah. Well, the U.S. has issued extradition orders for Mark Emery, who was arrested while traveling to Halifax to a hemp festival. Two other Emery associates, including the media icon known as Marijuana Man, were arrested in Vancouver. Emery's arrest was coordinated by Vancouver drug agents working together with the Mounties and the DEA to surveil Emery's cross-country movements minute by minute. They were watching this guy minute by minute. He's a pothead who sells seeds. Is this a major, you know, vicious criminal that at any moment could rape or molest children or something like that that deserves minute-by-minute surveillance? I don't personally think so. If you think they're doing the right thing here, 1-800-259-9231, the American officials accused Emery of conspiracy to produce marijuana and distribute marijuana seeds, as well as money laundering. And apparently, the DEA and other agencies are claiming that by selling seeds to pot-growing Americans, Emery engaged in a criminal enterprise with the growers, even though the growers are, of course, responsible for taking the seeds, placing them in the dirt, watering them, etc., and actually growing the marijuana. They're claiming that he's in a criminal enterprise, that the providing of the marijuana seeds is exactly the same in the eyes of the United States as actually selling the marijuana that was produced from those seeds. According to federal U.S. Attorney Jeff Sullivan, their activities resulted in the growing of tens of thousands of marijuana plants in America. He was involved, allegedly, in illegal distribution of marijuana in the United States. He is a drug dealer. He's a drug dealer.
Well, I'd say that you could debate whether or not he is a drug dealer. I mean, that sounds accurate. As to whether or not they should be, I mean, in Canada, it's legal what he's doing, right?
It's sort of. It's legal-ish.
Oh, okay.
It's not quite as illegal as it is here.
I see.
Well, DEA official Rod Benson, apparently they headed a 2-year investigation of Emery, claimed that his seeds produced tens of thousands of marijuana plants. And apparently that, let's see, Emery was secretly indicted by a U.S. grand jury back in May. The raids were apparently timed.
Secret grand juries. I love that stuff.
Well, federal grand jury secretly indicted him. The raids were apparently timed to coincide with Emery's visit to Nova Scotia.
What would you call a secret indictment if it's not from a secret grand jury? The grand jury is, okay, we know we have a grand jury, but everything we do is secret. Come on.
The DEA U.S. federal prosecutors hope to bring Emery and his two co-defendants to Seattle for trial in the United States. If they're convicted there, they could be sentenced to a minimum of 10 years in prison. But maximum penalties include life in prison for the 47-year-old activist, sometimes known as the Prince of Pot.
Who's bad?
While it's not known if these claims are accurate or what, if any, action the DEA intends to take against the people who have grown the marijuana, like his client list, the people who bought the seeds, he on his website prior to this raid, he said that it was a risk buying seeds from him, but he did everything he could to protect people's names. Mm-hmm. However, he couldn't, you know, if they raided him as he was boxing up some seeds to send out to somebody and it had somebody's name on, you know, on the box, there's nothing he could do about that. But for the, you know, for his past records, he just eliminates all that. So it would probably be negligible the amount of people that, as far as clients, as far as customers, that could be caught through this operation. But nonetheless, some people may still be rounded up as a result of this. I guess that anybody who advertises cannabis seeds on the internet or in a magazine or their customers could be a DEA target, whether they're located in Canada, England, Holland, or wherever.
Could be a DEA agent, too, just so you know.
Yeah, there could be a DEA agent that's selling to you. They raided his home, they raided his office, they raided his other businesses. And this guy's been in the public spotlight for years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has been a marijuana activist for a long time. I mean, he runs a magazine dedicated to marijuana. So, you know, the question is, are they targeting him because he makes $3 million a year selling these seeds on the internet? Are they targeting him because he's a drug dealer and he's dangerous? Are they targeting him to shut him up?
Well, I would say that probably his space in the limelight has a lot to do with him getting arrested.
Mm-hmm.
If he was a little more quiet about it, all of it, probably would be better off.
He went to jail, actually, last year for passing a joint. He spent 91 days in jail for
passing a joint.
He was probably at a protest and passed a joint to somebody and violated a law by doing that.
Does that mean he smoked the joint or he just took it from one person?
He spent 91 days in jail, and when he got out, he said, quote, "Once you get over your fear of whatever they can do to you, you become empowered to just live as if marijuana is legal, without much concern for the consequences that they threaten you with."
Whatever 10 years is going to be hard to learn to live with.
"Whatever they do to me, arrest, incarceration, even if they kill me, is not going to make me live in fear. We're going to continue to show them that marijuana should be legal, that our culture is harmless and vibrant, and that it is the drug war, not the cannabis culture, which threatens public order and safety."
I have to agree with him.
And he's absolutely right about that. You know, this guy never hurt anybody. And, of course, I can't go through this whole article. It's huge. But in the article, the drug warrior, the prosecutor, he brings out that old line about, well, look, marijuana's so dangerous. Look at all these kids. There are more kids in treatment for marijuana than all the other drugs combined.
They always do that.
Right. That's their new favorite line, because since the mid-90s, they've been forcing kids into treatment for marijuana.
Turn tobacco into a drug and then see what happens.
Exactly. More coming back. 800-259-9231.
Legal drug.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugars, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can take control and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Bring up whatever, political, personal, anything that's on your mind. You can also email the show at FTL at freetalklive.com. We got a bunch of emails stacked up. Hopefully we'll get to some of them tonight. We don't guarantee to read your emails, but it can happen. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through, over 30,000 posts. Nearly 700 users interacting. Be sure you go and check it out. It's free. It's fun. Freetalklive.com. We're talking about Mark Emery. He was arrested last week in Canada by, I guess it was Canadian authorities that actually did the arrest, but it was at the behest of the United States. And actually, they're not facing any charges in Canada. Here's an update from CannabisCulture.com where they've openly operated their seed selling business for many years. However, American authorities are demanding that the Canadian government send the three Canadian citizens to the U.S. So right now they're being held in Canada awaiting extradition, and this process, the extradition process, could take 6 months to 2 years. if it's even successful. Thankfully and hopefully, the Canadians are going to be mounting some sort of defense here. They're going to try to prevent him from being transferred because it would basically destroy what little sovereignty they have left there after all this. Let's see. Apparently, one of the three have been released on bail, while Emery and one of the other people, Williams, are being held until tomorrow when they'll have a bail hearing. Rainey's bail conditions, one of them, included being banned from the 300 block of West Hastings, being forbidden from using a cell phone or pager, and being unable to contact Emery or Williams. She's also forbidden from communicating about marijuana seeds in any way, including over the Internet. It's expected that Emery and Williams' bail conditions will also include such restrictions. Does that mean if we try to get Mr. Emery on the phone with us that he wouldn't be able to talk about marijuana seeds? He wouldn't actually be able to speak about them?
Apparently.
Police spent about 8 hours occupying and searching the BC Marijuana Bookshop, but they didn't seize any of the pipes, bongs, or the books. Police also didn't take any of the pot television, computers, or equipment. Happily for the many people who have ordered seeds from Emery's Seed Bank, no information such as client lists or incriminating records are kept for police to find. Emery's operation was never kept has never kept long-term client records. Those whose orders are in the mail will have to be patient to find out how their letters will be dealt with. However, at this point, Mark Emery Seed Direct Sales is no longer in business.
I think anybody who would know who's a business person would know how hard it would be for him to be as successful as he is and not maintain any sort of like running client list that he could advertise to.
Yeah, or follow up with or anything like that.
Yeah, I mean,
Mark Emery, by the way,
I guess there's not a huge amount of competition in that market. I mean, for, you know, direct shipment over the Internet seed growers.
Probably not. Well, actually, apparently, according to this, he kind of pioneered this. Mark Emery is a Canadian citizen born in Ontario. He's Canada's foremost marijuana activist and advocate for the cannabis culture. Mark is the founder of the BC Marijuana Party, the owner of Pot TV, and the publisher of Cannabis Culture magazine. I mean, this guy's life is marijuana. He's twice run for mayor of Vancouver. Without Mark Emery's efforts and brave leadership, there'd be no marijuana seeds for sale anywhere in Canada.
I always think it's weird when there are specific parties like that. I mean, and what does that mean? Am I voting for marijuana? Yay!
Hey, I wouldn't mind.
Marijuana for president!
I wouldn't mind, man. At least he couldn't sign any bills. You know, marijuana plant couldn't sign any,
that's true,
any bills. Well, anyway.
Could have bills written on hemp paper.
That's true. Well, Mark's other products, projects have included blah, blah, blah. Mark is an astute businessman, funnels the profits from his seed sales and other businesses back into the pot legalization movement.
You know, I think Johnson just brought up a great point, is if we did legalize marijuana, we would also legalize all the great things that hemp brings with it.
That's true.
Besides, you know, hemp paper, you wouldn't be...
This country's economy would change overnight.
Yes. Hemp can make so many things.
Because, well, first of all, hemp grows like a weed in this country.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why they made it illegal, is because tobacco is harder to grow.
Right. That's why they call it weed.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, anyone would be able to farm this stuff and make it, you know, make all the different products that come from it. If you do any research about it, this is the only thing that I've ever been interested in, really, as far as marijuana goes, is the fact that marijuana can be used as like an oil, it can be used as a fuel, you can eat it, as far as products that
you can make is miles long.
Yeah,
it's huge.
As far as, you know, non-hallucinogenic positive properties of just the hemp plant, not, you know, marijuana and THC.
Well, here's why the Canadians are concerned, and then we're going to go to the phones. If Emery is extradited to the United States, it will set a dangerous precedent. Canadians must protect their own sovereignty and be able to create laws that are right for Canadians. As a nation, Canada must not tolerate foreign police coming into our country to arrest our citizens for so-called crimes that were committed on Canadian soil. If Emery's committed a crime, then let him be charged by the Canadian police and tried in Canada under their nation's laws. If Canada's government agrees to bypass our own justice system and sends Mark Emery to the United States for trial and imprisonment, then it will mark the end of Canada's status as a self-determining nation. Which other politically active Canadians will U.S. authorities next decide should be locked up in American jails? Who will be next? Will American cops begin carting off Canadians who steal U.S. satellite signals? Will they take away Canadians who perform gay marriages, which are banned in the U.S.? We must stand up for our nation's sovereignty and demand Canadian justice for Canadians. So if you're Canadian, how do you feel about this? 800-259-9231. Let's go to...
Wait, since when were gay marriages banned, you know, federally? What?
I don't know. They're just worried. Anyway, let's go to Lloyd in Connecticut. Lloyd, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Yeah. Of course, marijuana is not a diet drug, you know.
No, certainly not.
It won't get you thinner.
It's good for the food industry. But I was reading some article that Al Gore was smoking it the whole time he was in the White House.
Maybe so.
You know, Clinton must have dabbled in some of his stuff coming in from Arkansas.
George Bush has admitted to it. I mean, one in three Americans admits to smoking weed at some point in their lives.
Right, but, you know, if you're smoking in the White House while the Secret Service is watching you, you know, maybe they should drug test every congressman, every person who's in the White House, works around the White House, and, you know, it's good for
everyone. Well, that makes too much sense. Lloyd, that just makes too much sense, because then you'd be asking the government to submit to all the things that they want everyone else to submit to, and that's just too logical. Because, I mean, gosh, I mean, if you can make the baseball players take drug tests, why shouldn't we be able to make the Congress people take them?
Of course, you know, if they had free dope, people wouldn't drink as much alcohol or need as much Prozac. So, you know, it cuts into their profits.
No doubt about that. How do you feel about the drug war in general, Lloyd? Do you think it needs to be ended?
Yes, I do. A friend of mine went to jail for 5 years for selling a key to a DEA agent, you know.
selling a kilo.
A kilo of cocaine or a kilo of marijuana?
Marijuana.
Okay, gotcha.
Right, no parole, nothing, just 5 years, and flat, you know. So, I mean.
And all he was trying to do was make somebody happy. Make the customers who are demanding this product down the line happy. That's all it is. That's all it's about.
Never a violent act in his entire life.
And now he's in jail, or did he get out?
Well, he's out now, but, you know, he's just 5 years of his life wasted, you know.
Yeah. But he doesn't know what's good for him, right? I mean, he doesn't have any sort of ability of self-determination. I mean, the government needs to make all the decisions for him about what he should do with his life.
Yeah, well, this guy had a master's degree in business management from Duke University or something. So, I mean,
still a thug, a violent criminal thug off the streets. Lloyd, thanks for the call, man. Good one. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. Anything goes. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Carfinic Minute. Before Star Wars, the Roman Empire ruled the universe, and its influence of galactic proportion was enabled by the Appian Way. Don't travel far, because when we come back, I'll tell you about the Queen of All Roads.
Bobby Lycos here with car killer number 4 on my 10 most wanted list. Fuel deposits. Even the highest quality fuel leaves carbon buildup that chokes off your fuel and air supply, drastically reducing fuel efficiency. That's why you need BG at your next scheduled maintenance.
The BG Fuel Service professionally removes baked on carbon deposits and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system.
Visit BGFindTheShop.com to see all my car killers and a list of shops near you.
BG.
All roads lead to Rome wasn't just a concept. In 300 BC, it formed the politico-economic bedrock of the civilization. Dubbed the Queen of All Roads, the Appian Way originally ran a short distance from Rome to Capua. But at the height of the empire, the Roman road system spanned 50,000 miles. Milestones originated along the Appian Way as mileage markers for soldiers and merchants. But the most dramatic measures of distance were the bodies of Spartacus' 6,000 rebels.
rebelling slaves whose crucifixes appeared every 70 yards on both sides for 130 miles. The Empire really did strike back. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us? You'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. We do it six nights a week. You can join us every single moment right here. It's, of course, free online at freetalklive.com. Free on your local radio stations. Gosh, we just don't charge for this show, do we?
Free, free, free.
Archives, live streaming, bulletin board system, much, much more. Did I say archives? Yeah, the last 6 days of them are fully archived and described right there at freetalklive.com. There is no downloading fee. There's no logging in, no membership section or anything like that. You just go to freetalklive.com and get what you need. It's all on the house. And, in fact, you can go back farther than 6 days, thanks to our friends over at downloadradio.org. If you scroll past day six, you'll see a link to them. That'll take you 2 months' worth of the show, all of it for free, freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun, to Harry in New Jersey. Harry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hi, guys. Good evening.
Hello, sir.
I got a couple of cop stories that you're going to want to hear.
Okay.
All right. I'm driving along here in town. It's during the wintertime. I got my windows rolled up. And there's another kid driving behind me, following me.
Right.
So behind him, a cop car pulls up, turns to block him. And then at the T intersection, a cop car turns to block me out. So I'm looking in my rearview mirror, and they literally yanked this guy out of the window.
Right.
Handcuffed him and started beating on him. And I'm in shock. I didn't even want to go any. I was in the car.
Right.
And so it's in the winter. I got my window rolled up. And this cop that's trying to block me, he moved away, and I didn't see him because I was looking in my rearview mirror all the time. So he moves away to clear my path, and he's screaming at me through the window.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see his mouth opening as wide as hell, and I hear some noises out the window. So I open up the window, and he's screaming, "Get the hell out of here! Get the hell out of here now, or else we'll arrest you." Well, apparently he didn't want me to see what I was seeing.
Uh-huh, I bet.
So I just hit the gas, and I was gone. I was out of there.
Yikes, that's New Jersey for you.
Yeah.
I mean, it could happen anywhere, but it's more likely to happen in Jersey.
Yeah. Well, another story was we had a random stop here in town, and a friend of mine, who's a big Italian kid, muscle-building guy,
mm-hmm.
and he's a wise-ass. He doesn't care about anything. So he gets stopped by two cops, and they come up to the window. This is funny. So they said, you got a taillight out, okay? Okay, I'll have it fixed, okay? So he looks out the window, and he looks up and down at the cops, and he says, "You guys are out of uniform." He says, "What do you mean? What are you talking about?" "I don't know." He says, "Yeah, you're out of uniform." He says, "What do you mean you're out of uniform?" And he said, "Get this." He said, "Well, you're missing your jack boots, your brown shirt, and your armbands."
Ooh. Oh, no.
Ooh, wow. Oh, that hurt, that hurt.
That didn't go over real well.
No.
I'm going to have to remember that one if I want to get my ass kicked.
Well, the two cops go to the cop car, and they start talking. Well, they figured out how to get him a second ticket for a disrespect for a police officer. And that was it.
That's a crime? Disrespect for a police officer?
Yeah.
Wow.
They'll throw any old charges at you.
I know.
Most people don't. You know, take them to court, so they just pay the fines. It doesn't matter if it's unconstitutional.
Yeah, well, that's the way they treat us now.
That is true. Are you, what do you think? Are you going to go up to New Hampshire? Are you going to be a part of the Free State Project? Are you going to sit there in New Jersey and keep taking abuse?
Well, here's where all my customers are. If I don't fix the customers for the product, I don't eat.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that.
You guys know I'm going to lose you in 2 weeks, right?
Well, yeah, you are one of our C-band listeners. You listen on the old 12-foot dish C-band signal, and that is going away.
Well, I called Ted Anderson. And he was very nice on the phone, and he said, look, you can go over to 130...
Right, you told us this last week, Harry. There's some sort of alternative method, and you're welcome to employ that. Or what's better would be to simply call your local talk radio station. There must be a talk radio station in your listening vicinity. Just simply give them a call and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 next.
Yeah,
you're a businessman. You got to have a computer somewhere there. You got an internet connection?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
I was assuming you lived out in the sticks, which is why you're listening on satellite.
No, I've never had a need for a computer.
Right.
Because I get direct connection with my customers, so I never book.
You know, it's one of those things. That's one of those things that it's hard to realize when you're a heavy computer user like myself or Johnson or Manwich. It's hard for us to sometimes remember that there are a lot of people in America that just don't have computers.
Yep.
And so, so I would suggest calling your local station, Harry, and get on them and have your friends call as well. And you'd be surprised. When you're a program director and you get a positive call from a listener, it makes a difference. We had a radio station GM call us today because he got one call probably from a listener in his area. So they're always looking forward to hearing stuff like that. So don't lose us. We'll still be here for you when you come back, Harry, all right?
Well, I tried even shortwave radio. Friend brought one over.
We're not on shortwave.
Oh, you're not?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
We need money for that. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. Good hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jamie Togiso in Kentucky.
Nice.
Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
It's a shame what happened in Washington, D.C. today.
What was that?
It's a shame what happens there every day.
George Bush letting John Bolton just walk right on in there. Right?
Now, who is this? This is who is he? Who are you talking about?
I've only heard vagueness about this, so
I can tell you everything.
Let John Bolton just walk right on in, and while the others are on recess.
Who's John Bolton? Is he any relation to Michael Bolton?
That's what I was going to say.
No,
is he Sting?
No.
Who is he? Tell us who he is.
He's the candidate for UN ambassador.
Okay.
That's right.
And so basically, I mean, I kind of saw this in the news myself. I'm just playing dumb. He basically came in on an appointment that's temporary, right?
It's a
2-year temporary appointment.
He fits in just fine with the New World Order.
Oh, well, all that. Well, anyway, so what about it, Jamie? What are you going to do about it?
You're
just going to complain?
Well, if I get some people behind me, we can do a lot of things.
Well, how are you going to get anybody behind you? You sit in your house all day.
A lot of people's listening to me right now.
Yes,
right.
They are.
You want to give out your phone number? I'm just kidding.
No, I ain't giving out my phone number.
No. Well, how are you supposed to rally support, Jamie? I don't think you can put up a website, can you?
Well, I give you out my email address.
You've got an email address?
Yeah.
What? No, I'm not going to do that to you, Jamie.
I get too much spam.
You can post it up. Seriously, though, if you are interested, you can go post it on our Free Talk Live bulletin board system, and I promise our BBS people will be nice to you.
I go to the library to listen to y'all.
Do you really?
Yeah, and get on the internet for free.
Hey, there you go. Well, actually, it's not free. Everybody in town's paying for it, Jamie. Remember that.
Really?
It's your taxpayer dollars that pay for those libraries, you know.
Those
socialist communist libraries.
Like $23.90 a month or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you know what you're doing, you can get internet on the cheap. Jamie, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it.
I got something else to say.
Oh, you do? You do? Jamie?
I always got a bunch of goodies to talk about.
What is it? You go, Jamie.
I got a question for y'all.
Okay, good.
What do y'all think about George Bush? And who do you think was the best president we ever had so far?
Thomas Jefferson.
Well, we're all going to be Thomas Jefferson. But it's just because Thomas Jefferson wrote so many, pro-freedom pieces of paper.
Did y'all know I was a singer?
Who?
You? Do y'all know I'm a singer?
Are you going to serenade us to break?
No, I sang the good old boy song for you.
Let's have it. If the board up can, we're going to let Jamie sing us to break. And then I don't know if the heavy metal music's going to come up underneath you, Jamie, but why don't you go ahead and sing us out there, Jamie?
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you ever saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born.
Straighten
the curves.
That's right, straighten the curves.
Flatten the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will.
Making the way the only way
they can.
And that's just a little bit more than the law of the land.
Thanks for the call, Jamie. More coming back.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. No, man, which is not going to be turned into Karaoke Talk Live.
Karaoke Talk Live.
Free Karaoke Live.
Singing your favorites tonight.
No, we're just having a little fun. That's all. You can take control of the show, 800-259-9231. You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We got 2 new Shriners up there. Brand spanking new. Put them up last night. So go to freetalklive.com.
Have I seen these?
Sandy and Sandrine. Very similar sounding names. They're both international listeners. One of them in New Zealand. The other one in Vietnam.
We certainly do have them all over.
Yeah. And so go check them out. Freetalklive.com, the Shrine of Female Listeners. All right. So then, Manwich, you were going to tell us some sort of story about a tunnel?
I do. It's a drug tunnel bust is aided by the controversial provision of the USA Patriot Act. As drug smugglers carried hundreds of pounds of marijuana through a tunnel from Canada to the U.S. last month, federal officials heard every word and watched every movement with state-of-the-art surveillance.
They obviously didn't know they could just go buy some seeds online.
Apparently they didn't know that. Investigators were able to surreptitiously install video and audio bugging devices in the tunnel after receiving a judge's approval to search the passage under a controversial provision of the USA Patriot Act.
Right.
By obtaining a so-called sneak and peek warrant, law enforcement officials were able to enter the tunnel, bug it, without immediately telling the suspects a warrant had been issued. Regular right. search warrants require the subject must be notified immediately after it has been conducted. What the part here that bothers me is these people, not terrorists. Well, the claim in the Patriot Act is that if you're violating U.S. law, basically, maybe I don't totally understand this right, Johnson. I know you've seen some of the same information, but the claim basically is that if you are violating federal U.S. law, you're a terrorist.
Of course,
right. Well,
I mean, they're digging into our country through tunnels. Don't you think that's the way terrorists would come in through a tunnel?
What if they were Americans? I mean, I don't even have in here that necessarily they are, in fact, Canadians.
You know, the suggestion is that by violating the law, you're creating chaos, and therefore you must be a terrorist. And, you know,
expressing any sort of dissident whatsoever.
It's almost to that point. It's not quite there yet, but give them a few more bombings, and then we'll get there.
In fact, if you're thinking, we're going to install monitors into your brain to make sure that no illicit thought happens.
The idea,
I think that most people don't consider marijuana smugglers terrorists.
Unless you're working for the federal government. Yeah, I think you're right about that.
And to use the provisions of the Patriot Act to arrest people that surveil people that aren't terrorists seems like a misuse of Patriot
Act. It's not a surprise to you, though, is it, man?
Not at all.
Because we all know by now that when government creates a new program or there's a new law that's passed, I mean, for instance, look at the Americans with Disabilities Act. That thing has been totally bastardized from its original intentions. And we knew right off the bat with the Patriot Act that this kind of stuff was going to happen. You've got the guy that was shining the laser at the airplanes, and he was charged on Patriot Act charges. They just use it wherever they can. The kid that, I was listening to some of our archives a while back, there was a kid that set off smoke bombs in his school bathroom. Patriot Act charges.
Yeah.
Also, you know, this whole thing with drugs and terrorists have been closely tied together for quite some time. I mean, haven't you seen the commercials? You buy drugs, you're helping a terrorist. You
smoke a joint, you're killing people.
Exactly. You're funding terrorism.
By smoking that joint, you're going to fund a suicide bombing. That's the connection that the government is trying desperately to make in people's minds.
You know, I don't see any commercials about that, except for there's another radio show out there that I know he's doing a list of all the companies that supposedly trade with Iraq. And so that you can stop funding terrorism by stopping your investments in apparently several large, like, Fortune 500 companies.
Interesting.
And they just threw in a couple, you know, for their own purposes.
I'm sure.
So they busted. How many people did they get on this this raid?
Well, mostly the articles about the Patriot Act. It's less about, you know, the people that were convicted. Otherwise, I would like to know that, but it does not say how many people were picked up.
It's interesting, though, that you normally hear about the tunnels on the southern border. I think this is probably the first time I've ever personally heard about a northern border tunnel in this case.
I would say it's probably unprecedented.
Yeah. And so who knows how many. I mean, they claim hundreds of pounds of marijuana. Just, you know, it depends on how many runs they made. They could have brought thousands of pounds of marijuana.
Well, apparently they were... they've been listening from the very onset. I mean, it's not like the tunnel was new.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they actually busted them on their first trip over.
Oh, really?
Yeah. This was in the news a couple of, maybe a week.
I would imagine it would be hard to build a tunnel without anybody noticing.
I don't know, man.
If it was your own property, I don't know. I don't even know.
Well, yeah, you'd have to own property on both sides. You'd have to, you know, you'd have to have a house on one side and then a house on the other. And man, you would think that building the tunnel itself, actually digging the tunnel, would be a hell of an engineering task. I mean, making sure you're going in the right direction. I mean, have you ever gone and, you know, gone swimming and sort of ended up, you ended up somewhere else where you didn't expect to go? I mean, I understand
also,
it's because of the current, but if you're not aiming in the right direction, and when you're digging that tunnel, how are you going to guarantee that you're going to come out where you want to?
Beyond that, tunnels are one of the most structurally demanding engineering tasks that there are because of the fact that, for safety reasons, you need to really pay attention because those things will collapse.
It looks like they used wood planking on the sides of it.
Well, yeah,
and the top.
Yeah.
All wood planking, just every few feet.
Yeah, of course.
The whole thing. And it's, head height. They walked. They didn't crawl.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a luxury tunnel. It is a luxury tunnel.
I guess if you're getting hundreds of thousands of dollars from the illicit drug trade, then it's
worth it.
Yeah, it's well worth it. And you make probably all they would have had to do is make a couple trips and pay back the investment on the tunnel.
Smuggle a few people in from China so you can dig it.
There you go.
You get one of those. you hire one of those people in from the sweatshops.
Prohibition funded.
To manage the whole thing.
More coming back. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You can take control of the phones. 800-259-9231. Otherwise, on the way, Johnson, what's coming up?
Judge who doesn't like people who park over the lane.
except he parks illegally. We're going to come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, take control, 1-800-259-9231. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Oh, Manwich.
Yes?
We're supposed to be doing a vote-a-thon today.
Oh, my gosh.
It's August 1st.
That's right.
It's August 1st, and that means that the PodcastAlley.com voting situation has reset. Every month, around the very beginning of the month, we always ask very, very kindly for your votes. Please go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you like the show, go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address. That's all that it requires. And you have to be able to check the email address, because what you do is you put in your email address. If you'd like, you can write a comment. It's not required. Click vote now, and the system, the podcastalley.com system, will send you a confirmation email. That's just to verify that you are who you say you are. And then you go and check the email, open the confirmation email, click the link inside, and you're done. The whole process takes less than a minute. It's that simple. We don't charge for the show. You know this if you've been listening for a little while. If you went to freetalklive.com, you know there's no membership section to the site. So that's our payment, if you will. That's how you can help us cover the costs of the show. You can vote for us because it gets us press. We just got an interview with the Tampa Tribune not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in USA Today, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. All of this coverage is from your votes. It wouldn't be, if it weren't for your votes at vote.freetalklive.com, we wouldn't have any of it. So it's all thanks to you. So if you voted last month, you can go back and vote this month. It's a once-a-month kind of thing. Again, it resets every first. And if you haven't voted yet at all, go vote at vote.freetalklive.com. And then, most importantly, tell a couple friends about the show and have them do it as well. So there you go.
Maybe, you know, maybe if they can't afford the AMP program, this is what you can do.
It's a cheap, yes, a cheap, simple, easy option to support Free Talk Live. So,
and get three of your friends.
Yes, with that. The hypocritical judge. We have hypocritical judges in this country.
Imagine that. Well, this article here is from the Boston Herald by Dave Wedge. He says, a Boston city councilor who has championed a get-tough approach on illegal parking is himself a chronic offender.
How can people do this?
Because he's a jerk.
And wake up in the morning and look at themselves in the mirror? I don't understand it.
He's been racking up thousands of dollars in tickets and repeatedly violating the resident-only rules in his own neighborhood. City Councilor Michael Ross...
Well, how do you violate the resident-only rules in your own neighborhood?
By parking illegally.
Or having other people park illegally, you mean?
Oh, we don't know yet, man.
Okay.
Let's let him get through some of this.
City Councilor Michael Ross has gotten 115 tickets... over the past 2 years.
He probably doesn't have to pay them.
That's one ticket a week.
Including 11 in the past year for breaking the resident parking restrictions in his Beacon Hill neighborhood. He has also been tagged twice for parking in handicapped spots. Oh, nice guy. Once for blocking a fire hydrant, and 3 times for having an expired registration, double parking, parking in loading zones, and violating the city's snow emergency restrictions.
Now, to be fair, this is Boston, and from what I've heard, the parking situation there is pretty nasty.
Boston.
Gotta be the worst.
When you're in Boston, you need to learn how to pack your car.
Right.
Anyway, he says...
Doesn't excuse his hypocrisy, though.
He says...
He wants to get tough on other people that are having
right,
trouble parking.
Exactly.
I get tickets just like everyone else gets tickets, Ross said last night when confronted with his lengthy parking rap sheet.
Unlike everyone else, I don't have to pay for them.
Actually, he said, I don't like getting them, but I have to live by the rules we make.
But didn't
more
you say they're unpaid?
So far.
We might have more when we come back. More on the way, 800-259-9231, because hour number 2 is coming up, and it could include your calls about whatever you want. This is your show. You can take control. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.